Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Welcome back. It is a Victory Monday here on the Junkies, brought to you by Chiniga Mayos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MI. iOS.com. Want to hear your reaction to the win. EB's already calling out the coaches.
I mean, no one could be thrilled with the coaching. When they're jumping off sides all throughout the first half, I'm like, I feel like the ghost of Ron is still here. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
The false starts are on. They're very upsetting.
And then we can't stop anybody on the run. I'm like, is Jack Del Rio still coaching the defense? I mean, I understand it's still largely the same players. So, you know, at some point you got to blame the players. But I expect it to be coached up a little better, to be honest.
I said this last week, and it's probably going to be the theme throughout the season. They're under-talented, EB. There's not much you can do.
How many times have you said that, under-talented?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
It is true.
They finished with the worst defense in the league last year. Maybe it'll get better, but I don't know what you're going to do about your defensive pass rush. Dorrance Armstrong, Farrell, you know, they're going to try and get Jamie Davis in the mix. He didn't play in this game.
Dante Fowler.
Has he done anything? These are guys that are filling the roster. They all got short-term deals, right?
They're spare parts.
They all got short-term deals because they're not part of the future.
Aside from Armstrong, who actually got decent money, they didn't pay Farrell or Fowler. They didn't pay them big money.
No.
Well, those guys haven't distinguished themselves. But at least last week, we got interior pressure. In fact, if you looked, I think we were top five or something in pressures. It just came from the interior.
I think they were second.
Yeah. I mean,
they were high on that list.
So we got pressure last week. This week we did not. And we had the added insult of getting gutted right up the heart of the defense. You know, we're asking way too much of Wagner. And Luvu finally showed up. That's a positive.
That is.
I thought St. Juice was awesome. That's a positive.
There were a lot of positives. So a couple of key plays early in the game. When Jaden throws let's call it an out pattern. I don't know exactly how to term that pattern to Zach Ertz. He takes away a potential interception there just by wrestling it away from the defender.
You know, that is great. Savvy veteran move from Zach Ertz.
That was great.
Well done by him.
That was great. Yeah,
that was a huge play. But we probably should talk about also early in the game, one of the huge plays is Jaden takes that hit. And has to sit on the sideline for a play. Now, right after that, I'll give him credit. Right after that, nice slant pass to McLaurin. So he was fine. But it probably scared everybody in the stadium and everybody watching at home.
I wish I was live betting.
He had broken ribs.
I wanted to live bet Jeff Driscoll handoff. I would bet everybody's money on the planet. There's no way he's throwing the ball at that point. Mm. I was terrified, but I knew that. Seeing Jaden walk off, he didn't look like he was that bad off. I knew Driscoll was in there for one play.
I thought right away he got the wind knocked out.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Just hoping he didn't crack a rib.
You're scared that a rib issue too, but you know, you're not that ginger. And you see him throw one ball and you go, okay, there's no way you could do that with cracked ribs.
Because that DB, he put his helmet
right on the ribs.
Right into his ribs.
Right. And that's also though why he lost his breath.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Listen, Jaden, I have no concerns. Again, I have Rom bombarding me with texts.
That he's
Jaden's screen and all this. And I'm like, dude, that's the offense. I don't know why Cliff's calling all that stuff.
Don't fall for it. All he's doing is just trying
to for interaction.
He just wants you to take the bait.
Believe me, I get him very little. But he won't shut up about it.
I know.
And I'm like, guy, he's fine. He's going to be a star. I'm not swayed at all.
No.
Well, I love what I see from him.
He's taking care of the ball. None of the rookies have thrown a touchdown pass yet. 12? What is it? Three rookie quarterbacks starting.
Yep.
In Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, and Jaden Daniels.
Six games.
None of them have thrown a touchdown. Jaden's the only one that hasn't thrown an interception.
Right.
Caleb threw two yesterday. Bo Nix, I think, threw two yesterday.
Yeah. No, he clearly looks the best out of those guys.
Yes.
No doubt.
Caleb was getting crushed last night.
He was getting
his offensive line stinks.
Yeah, it's not great.
What was it, seven sacks?
He's exactly what I thought he'd be. Some spectacular plays where he's running around and he makes a wow throw, but then others where he's just running around
and
he's getting
he
crushed.
Loves to back up and twirl around and tippy toe around and then just get planted into the turf.
Right. He loves that.
He's a big fan of that.
He's a big fan of holding on the football way too long.
At least through two games.
What I'd say about the JD screen thing is I do think we are seeing Cliff Kingsbury's offense does a lot of quick passing, short passing.
I'm over all those bubble passes and everything.
The passes to Eckler are great. Generally speaking, you're not going to have six completions to Terry McLaurin go for a total of 22 yards.
Well, you might if that's all you do.
If he's just
going to
run, if he's going to run,
I think that's an outlier because we did see, especially later in the game, Jaden with the nice throw on the game-winning drive, his first game-winning drive to Noah Brown. But he had a couple downfield passes to Ertz and to Noah Brown in particular. So, you know, in the preseason, we talked about what are they going to do at number two receiver, at number three receiver. And it might have been a nice story about Oz. That guy is so small. Yeah, he's so small.
He's a
still
big
think he's shifty.
He's a
I still
big
think
player
he's going to make some
like,
plays.
Maybe he'll make a play on special teams and here and there on offense, but he's not a guy that you're going to rely on week in, week out.
And De'Ami Brown, I know everybody wanted to anoint him as, okay, this is what we're going to get after the one long bomb in the preseason. I think this is what you're going to get from De'Ami Brown. I'd like to see Noah Brown more heavily involved, and it looks like that's what's going to happen.
I can't believe they cut him. He's such a big stud. I literally can't believe they just.
Well, you've seen
up.
The other receivers they have. They're pretty good in Houston.
He's still worth keeping.
The wideout starved Commanders are happy that they did.
Yeah. I mean, you're telling me they have like six better? I don't know.
Well,
it's
they've got Diggs. They got Collins. They got Dell. I know their top three are studs.
I mean, they can't have six better. I'm stunned because he's a big, strong kid, and he's going to help this football team. A
couple other key plays to talk about. So, it's going back and forth, right? The lead change. It's 18-15 Giants with about 10 minutes to go. Commanders get the ball back. Jaden gets sacked on 3rd and 5. And they get hooked by a call that at least what they showed on TV, it made no sense. Because they called a defensive holding on the corner, Drew Phillips, who just got run over by Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz pummeled him.
Ran right into him.
I had no problem.
The Commanders would have had to punt the ball.
Great call.
The Commanders would have had to have their first punt.
Yeah.
Punt it to the Giants with roughly 10 minutes to go.
Tressway
instead,
chilling yesterday.
The drive gets extended. Then you see Jaden Daniels hit Noah Brown in the seam for a long gain. He has the flip pass to Eckler.
That was the big one.
He takes it down the sideline all the way for a first and goal situation.
I thought that was a great play call.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it was awesome. Was finally something creative.
Entire offense going right.
Totally.
Defense all going right. And
beautiful.
Eckler's just sitting there wide open.
Beautiful play.
He got caught in the wash, and everybody just slept on
Yes.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then
that was brilliant.
What happened on that drive? Not only one, but two false starts, both Cosme and Lucas.
Maddening.
So they settle for the field goal 18-18. But the biggest break of the game comes on the next drive because the Giants get the ball back. Yep. They use a lot of clock. Malik Nabers has a 25-yard catch, gets them in scoring territory. But then he kind of ruins his great game, right? 4th and 4. They can't kick a field goal there because they don't trust their field goal kicker. Mm-hmm. They go for it. They actually pressure Daniel Jones a little bit that he bounces out to the right a little bit.
Yeah.
Throws it right in the hands of Malik Nabers on the sideline, which would have been a first down with 2 minutes and 2 seconds
that
left.
That was the game.
If he catches it, they run.
Game over, yeah. I mean, that's it.
And hit a game-winning field goal.
I'm sorry, if Gano is healthy,
right.
Yes.
It's a no-brainer at that point.
That was one of the biggest plays of the game, is the opener. With him going out. That was huge.
Huge for the outcome
of
the game.
That's just a huge break.
You lose your kicker and you
wonderful.
Lose the ability.
And then the neighbors drop.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was amazing.
Did you see Daboll getting peppered by reporters? And why didn't you guys have a backup kicker?
Yeah.
Who has a backup kicker in games?
The only reason why I say that is because he had injured his groin the week
before. I understand.
During practice. So
I know, but he got hurt his hammy.
Yeah, but okay, but he was clearly hobbled. What if he had strained his groin
again?
He's
limited going into the game.
Yeah.
Like at that point, if your kicker's a little banged up, you might want to have a backup plan.
They probably thought about it. I'm sure they thought about it.
But immediately he was getting killed, and they said if they lose this game, it's all on Daboll for making the horrible decision not bringing a second kicker. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes guys do that.
Well, Neighbors drops that pass, and credit Jaden Daniels. Eight plays, 65 yards, game-winning field goal. Who had Seibert?
Yep, Austin Seibert.
Winning the game with 7 field goals.
Nobody.
Nobody.
I mean, for the irony of it, a team that's just been struggling to find anything at kicker, they get a guy that bails him out to the tune of 7 made field goals.
Listen, for a guy who's been on like 5 different teams,
yeah,
was just cut, you know, by the Jets or wherever the hell it was, he looked pretty good. I'm not convinced he's always going to be that way. Obviously, he's not going to, you know, go 3 for 3 or 4 for 4 every week. But that was a great debut. Hopefully it's quieted that position.
And the book on him is that that he's good with the shorties, might struggle with the long kicks.
Right.
He nailed everything.
Yep.
Yeah, Kelsey sent me a text last night. She was all fired up about the Commanders winning. She's like, we got ourselves a kicker. I said, hold on. There's a reason he's been cut by a bunch of teams.
Right. Hey, you know what?
He had a great day.
He was in the zone.
He had a great day.
He was in the zone. You need a hot kicker.
Yes.
You got to have a hot kicker.
He was the player of the game.
He was MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, Austin Seibert,
he was
MVP.
Awesome.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls here. I'm thrilled with the W, but we're fortunate to get it. We all know it.
True.
And I want to preach this all week. Sorry. Shove it in my face with a W. Nothing would please me more. No one with any credibility will pick us against the Bengals. So use that as motivation.
And thank you again to the football gods that we didn't have to come in here today and talk about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones dominates the Commanders. It sucks against everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That we don't have to.
It was not a false narrative.
It was heading that way.
I know, but it was about to get worse.
Still at 100.
It was about
rating.
To get worse. He was about to be 6-1 against the Commanders. Or
yep.
6-1-1 because there was a weird tie in there.
But this is why I have a more favorable opinion of this guy than everyone else, because I see him repeatedly shove it right in my face.
Who are you talking
Daniel
about?
Daniel Jones.
Oh, okay.
I have a higher opinion of him than most people because every time I watch him, he does this.
I know.
Well, because he's playing against a bad team usually.
Yeah.
You know what? Give credit to the Giants.
We're not the only bad team.
Give credit to the Giants' offensive line because they were really good yesterday. They were especially up the middle.
Kept Daniel Jones upright for most of the game.
Yep.
Only
he got
sacked
hit
once.
4 times, and Cakes mentioned this. Against the Vikings, he was sacked 5 times, hit 12 times.
Right.
All right, let's
Commanders
go to,
basically didn't touch him.
Let's go to Reggie, South Carolina. 800-636-1067. Your chance to chime in. Don't want to destroy anybody. We should be happy. But, man, there are some red flags. Reggie, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? And good morning, man.
What's up?
I'm glad for the win. Yesterday was a good day. You know, it was a tough day. You know, I live down here in Sumter, South Carolina. I'm coming out of a local grocery store, and I bump into another Redskins fan who had the original Redskins hats on. And I said, hey, complete stranger. But, you know, we are Redskins fans. We dapped up. We hugged. And we was like, hey, man, we hope we get this win. Because every year against the Giants, we come close, but we always came up short. And I'm glad for the win. That's all I got to say. Thanks for the call.
Commanders
right,
Nation you, going down into the Palmetto State, Jason. Look at that. They're everywhere.
Well, better root for the Commanders. You don't want to root for Carolina.
Commanders fans are legion.
Yeah,
they are.
That team will go. They're going to go winless.
Not that bad.
Did you see any of the Bryce Young lowlights?
I mean, I just saw the
Kate's it was
four.
Bad.
They are. They're worse than they were last year, and I didn't think that was possible. They've regressed.
Let's go to Ron. Is it working? Ron, are you there? Ron in Poolsville. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, come on, man. It's a Victory Monday. These things are rare around here. Ron, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Junks. How are you?
Hey, good.
What's up, Ron?
I just wanted to say one thing, and I hate calling out a single player, EB, but please ask John Kime what happened to Bobby Wagner. Because he was the, quote, savior for that middle linebacker position. And they gashed him yesterday. I mean, they gashed him yesterday. And when you have a weak defensive backfield and you got a guy that can't tackle a middle linebacker, you have serious, serious problems. I hope somebody will ask that question. And again, I don't like calling out a particular player, but it was obvious. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thanks, yeah, guys.
I'm not just going to blame Bobby Wagner. The only thing I would say about that is
Bobby Wagner's played almost 200 games in the NFL.
Right.
He's almost 35. Mm-hmm. So he's certainly not at his peak.
How much of that blame, though, is to John and Duran and Johnny Newton played? How much is that? Those guys not stopping at the point of attack? Or are they just supposed to open it up for the linebackers to make the plays?
When I was watching it, those guys were getting pushed around.
That's what it looked like to me.
The interior of the Giants line were pushing them.
That's
what
it looked like to me.
And the Giants don't have a great offensive line. They probably have a bottom 5 to 7 offensive line in the league.
Well, like, they certainly did last year. I know they tried to address it.
They did, but they shouldn't be pushing anybody around.
They didn't do that against the Vikings in week one.
Nope, they didn't.
I would say this about the defense. Nobody stood out in a positive way.
St. Just. Like,
I don't know. I felt like all the corners were getting beat.
Okay, they get beat. St. Just had a good game. He
had the forced fumble.
The forced fumble was huge.
That was huge. Yeah.
He had a couple pass defense.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
He's not fast enough. I don't know why. Why is he in single coverage on Neighbors?
When Neighbors all that crossing pattern.
Crossing pattern. There's no chance St. Just could ever cover him in single coverage.
He even stopped running. Once Neighbors caught it, he knew he couldn't catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Neighbors is going to be a problem for a lot of teams. Like, he had 18 targets. The rest of the Giants had 9.
I mean, you got to double him.
Well, that's what you do when you have an elite player, though.
Yeah, you pepper him with targets.
Yeah. That's what they did a great job. And look, we've had problems with crossing routes, crossing patterns for years now. It's not new, unfortunately. But I'm going to stand up for St. Just. I'm going to stand up because I didn't notice Frankie Louvu last week. At least this week, he was throwing his helmet around. He was hitting people. I at least like that.
I think he had 11 tackles.
Yeah. But other than that,
he played better than last week.
He played way better, I thought. Other than that, listen, I'm with you. The defense has issues that I'm not sure how they're going to fix them. But I expect to be more aggressive with blitzing from different areas and that sort of thing. Didn't see as much of that as I was hoping.
You got to take chances. Try a couple times and it just got picked up.
You
got
to take chances when you're not good on the back end. You know, because those guys are just going to get burned for the most part.
I thought they would be much better just based on how bad they were last year. And adding some of these guys, I thought,
It's been a disappointment.
It's also now it opens your eyes. They still have a ton of holes.
Oh, they have a lot of work to do.
They have to address them in the offseason and the draft. No doubt.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll do a deep dive into Jaden Daniels as we're grading Jaden here on the Junkies.